This episode of Vic's Basement is brought to you by EB Games. Support us by buying your video games at EB Games.
Welcome to Vic's Basement, everybody.
Hiya.
It is still called Vic's Basement.
Yeah.
Even though Victor Lucas, our fearless leader, is not with us today. Victor Lucas is currently on a family holiday. We will be speculating on to the activities related to that family holiday a little later in the show. But right now, I would like to welcome my good friend and colleague, Marissa Roberto. She has worn her fancy lady eyeglasses today. I'm so fancy. These are like $25.
No, I'm going to take them off because it's too much.
Why?
I shouldn't wear my glasses when you wear your glasses.
Yours are red and everyone knows that there's...
No, here's the thing though. Mine are real. I need them to
mine
see.
Mine are real too. I'm nearsighted, which means I can read, but I can't see far away.
Okay,
listen.
Those are lies.
I just want to say that sometimes, and you're not going to like this.
Says the can you not talk so loud though?
Am I being too loud with you?
I feel like you're talking a bit too loud.
I'm talking too loud. That's the first note I got from my colleague today.
Okay,
listen,
go.
I feel like sometimes
you're still talking the same, but
I'm talking too loud.
It's fine. Just go.
Aaron, am I talking too loud? Jesus,
okay, all right.
I'm not talking too loud.
All right,
I'm trying to get excited. We're doing a show. Listen,
yes.
I feel like sometimes you're the lady version of me.
I'm the lady version
you
of you.
You have dark hair.
Yes.
You're very tall.
I'm not that tall.
And you wear glasses.
Uh-huh.
And you...
But I need my glasses.
I don't know why you have to keep... like, why is that a thing? And you also, you have a lot of gas.
I do have
and
a lot of
I
gas, yeah.
I have a lot of gas. It's uh-huh. Valentine's Day, so we'll be talking more about that later in the show.
Oh, sure. I love how you throw to things later, even though we'll never get to them later.
We'll never go back to those things.
It's Valentine's
yeah.
Day, tomorrow.
How do you feel about you being the female version of me?
Because
sometimes I think people think that I got a sex change and that this is the result. But no, we're actually two separate people.
We are two separate people, yeah.
You're
we
not
come
interested
from,
in this,
we come
I understand.
From different
Let's
backgrounds.
Move on. Let's
no,
move
no,
on.
We come from different backgrounds for sure. I don't think that I'm the lady version of you completely.
Yeah, you complain about everything.
Okay, you're right. I do complain a lot. But I also feel like I don't complain as much as you.
All right.
There's that. I don't know. I don't feel like we're...
Right,
I mean, we might...
We've come to the
end
of that.
I don't lift up my shirt whenever I'm in a restaurant to show people my chest.
I did it once. I have a huge chest scar. You know, this is today's anatomy lesson. This is my sternum that was cut in half by a saw. Thank you. And so sue
it's
me
true.
If I'm proud of it a little
you,
bit.
No, that's fine. You're allowed to be proud.
You're so
that's
mad right. about something. What is it?
I'm not, I mean...
You just got back from London.
I'm a little tired. I'm a little jet-lagged.
Okay, so you're jet-lagged. Well, let's blame it on the jet lag.
Sure.
But tell me a little bit about your trip and why you went there. We're going to get to the game stuff later in the show, so we'll circle back. So let's talk
Good
about
well.
Your... You went to London. That's an
I
amazing
went
to
London.
Trip.
Yeah.
I came. I'm so jealous. I was home all week, and I'm running the vacuum and doing laundry and petting my cats, and I'm just like, I never get to go anywhere. You get to go to all the cool things.
Some more reasons to resent Marissa. Yes,
oh
making
God,
the list.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to London and it was very cool. Well, here's the thing. My trip didn't start out the greatest because I ran into a problem the second I got to the airport because it was so nice out in Vancouver on Sunday. And I already told Scott this, obviously, but it was so
I'll
nice out.
That I didn't
Thank
hear
you.
It.
Oh, thanks so much. So it was so nice out that I went to the airport with just my traveling Lululemon outfit. I have a traveling...
What does
oh,
it look
that
like?
I like to wear. Well, it's just a hoodie zip up.
Do you look like
and
J-Lo?
Leggings and no.
Like what is that like?
I
a
don't
J-Lo
look like J-Lo. I think J-Lo would dress up a little nicer.
Beyonce is that like something Beyonce would wear on
I
an
don't,
airplane?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So it's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
You can fart into it.
I can fart if I wanted to. But so I got to the airport because whatever I had a ride there, and then I got to the airport and I looked down as I'm printing my ticket, and I am not wearing a coat. I didn't put a jacket on.
So wait, you went all the way to the airport. You're going to London.
Yeah.
And
I didn't pack a coat. Nothing.
No coat.
I have no coat with me.
Wow.
I know. What a rookie move. So I got to London. I was a little stressed out about it while I was at the airport. That was the whole time I was at the airport stressing. Like, do I have time to go back home and get it? Oh, should I? No, I can't. I'll miss my flight. So I got there and...
You texted me and you said I forgot my coat.
Yeah. Can you bring it to me? He said no.
You didn't ask me to bring it to you. I gave you very clear advice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure this occurred to you already.
This was the clear advice via text message from Scott at the airport. YOLO in capitals. YOLO.
That wasn't all I said. I said, go buy a new coat.
YOLO.
Yeah, I think that's good advice. You're traveling, you're going to London, you're on a romantic trip, you're on an adventure, you don't have a coat. Go buy a new coat.
Okay, so I went to go buy a new coat when I was there.
So proud of you.
I know. I took a little walk. I put a sweater on. I layered up as much as possible, and I went to go around, and I got a coat. Because the next day, I had to go interview the cast of Game of Thrones.
What?
And I wanted to be on the Poppin'.
Did you meet Hodor?
No, Hodor wasn't there.
Oh. Okay, so you had to go to London to meet the cast of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was really cool. There were a lot of people there. A lot of international media.
Well, I don't want to hear about the media. I don't care about them.
Oh, because I saw Steve Tilly.
Oh, hey, Steve.
And Steve Tilly just happened to have the hotel room right next to mine.
So you guys literally had hotel rooms, boom, right side by side. Could you hear any noises through the wall?
Well, yeah.
I understand that in the morning, to get himself ready for his day, he likes to make something that he calls caveman noises.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what you do.
I'm sorry.
Okay, insider info, though. Scott does do that before we shoot anything.
Yeah, because I'm joking. I'm trying to have fun. But listen, let's go back to your trip. You're in London. You're right next door to Steve Tilly. Wow.
I am next door to Steve Tilly.
Toronto's biggest celebrity.
It was a really nice hotel, and so I couldn't hear as much as I thought I would through the walls of the hotel.
You wanted to hear noises?
Well, I kind of wanted to know what Steve gets up to in his hotel rooms when he travels for business.
I think I know what he gets up to.
No, because you always tell your stories of when you travel for business.
But what,
and the things you subscribe to on the television.
I mean, there are things a man can do when he travels and he's alone in a hotel room. I don't want to go into those things. This is a family show, okay? Vic is on his family vacation. We shouldn't talk about these things. So you got a new jacket?
I did get a new jacket.
I do like adult things when I go to hotel rooms.
Yeah. Okay, but here's something about European toilets, though. The water is really low. It's really low in the toilet.
Well, they don't have as much water in Europe, so they only can put a little bit in there to cover up the things that you put in.
Well, because I went to the bathroom, and they had this thing at this hotel where they did turn-down service. Mm-hmm. So there would be a lady that comes in and like puts your pillows down for you and gives you slippers, which I thought was so sweet. And she did that for me, but I had just made a little bit of a mess in the toilet before she came in.
All right.
And I was so embarrassed. I was just so embarrassed because she had to clean her mess while I was in there. I was like, okay, thank you. I'm really sorry about that.
Was there a landing strip?
Well, listen, I don't sit all the way, a little bit, because I don't sit all the way back on the toilet. I kind of like to perch in the front of the toilet when I go to the bathroom. So there was no, like I flushed and everything, but there was still just a little bit of, it was like a little leftover on the bowl. So I was a little
embarrassed. Hodor wasn't there. And you ruined a couple toilets? Just one toilet?
I didn't ruin the toilets. The toilets are fine. I didn't destroy them. But yeah, Hodor wasn't there. But I saw Jon Snow. And I said, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Did you really say that to him?
No, I didn't. Because I'm sure he gets it all the time.
He doesn't want to hear that.
But you know what I was very surprised by? He is a lot shorter and just a smaller...
Shorter than me, I know.
No, He's short and he's a smaller dude. No, but he's also small. I just imagine him having broad shoulders, I guess, because he wears that big cloak.
Well, he fights giants.
And he fights a lot of Game of Thrones.
He has no fear, and he made friends with a fat guy on the show.
Right. Yeah. You're talking about Samwell, who's played by John Bradley, who is incredibly smart.
Are you Facebook friends now?
I'm not Facebook friends. I didn't get to know him that well. We only have about 4 minutes with these guys when we sit down at a junket. So
you have 4 minutes with Jon Snow?
No, I didn't have 4 minutes with Jon Snow. I had only certain individuals, but I met him in a panel that I went to. So I met all of them at the panel that we got to go to, but because there were so many journalists there, we could only have a few of them. We could only talk to a few of them one-on-one. So I didn't actually get to talk to Kit
Harington.
Who looks
the same in real life?
John Bradley, so Sam. You know who's gorgeous? Carice Van Houten, who plays the Red Priestess. She's freaking gorgeous. She's Dutch. She has this beautiful accent. She's so funny. And I was just really impressed with her.
Did you Facebook her?
I didn't Facebook her, no. The girl that plays, you know, Daenerys and her, like the lady.
Daenerys Stormborn.
But the lady that's with her, with the curly hair.
Yeah.
I think it's Melissa.
I don't know her name.
There are so many different
She's
names.
She's a small character.
No, but she is gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous.
But you're talking about how attractive everyone was. And the
you're asking me how they were in person.
The most attractive person of all, Hodor, wasn't even there.
No, he wasn't there, no.
Jon Snow, though, I've seen him before in the flesh.
Yeah.
He will take your breath away. I don't even like men.
No, no, but that's the thing. I thought that maybe I would have one of those situations where my cheeks get really flushed
and
red.
Fall in love a little. Just like
and
you did with Paul Rudd.
I didn't have that. I did have that with Paul Rudd. Yeah. Paul Rudd was really sweet.
Okay.
But no, I didn't have that with him. And
so, okay.
What?
What? Can you just give us a little tease? Like
yeah,
of,
Natalie Emmanuel. Yeah, that's
of,
right.
Of some of the, maybe a fun question that you asked them?
Well, I had a lot of fun with
Samwell.
Liam Cunningham and Carice because they work together on the show. But he teases her so much in person because she doesn't really know how to react. He embarrasses her all the time. So I just basically had him embarrass her the whole time that we were chatting together. And with Sam, the guy that plays Samwell, we were talking about love, and he is so sweet. And then we were talking about Gilly and how like he can't believe how much this woman, this character, is maybe changing his outlook on life and his character's outlook on life. And it was just so precious. And I wish I had more time with him because he had so many amazing things to say, which is pretty good for the end of day. For in a junket, for an actor to give me as much as he was giving me, and I was his very last interview of the day, I just thought it was really sweet. I had a really great experience with them. And I met Alfie Allen in the elevator on the way up to the junket, and he is also very funny, but very small. A lot of these people are shorter than you think they might be.
Oh, is he Theon Greyjoy?
He's Theon Greyjoy.
Oh, yes.
And he would always crack jokes about, in the panels, how, because people were always talking about nudity and the amount of nudity that you see in the show, and he was just cracking jokes how it's not going to happen for me anymore. It's not like I can show anything because,
it's
you
gone.
Know, spoiler, he doesn't have a penis in the show anymore.
Hot dogs for dinner.
Hot dogs for dinner.
Yeah, so I'm so glad you had fun. And you brought back some souvenirs?
I brought back shortbread for everyone here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did bring back shortbread.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a piece of the shortbread right here. This came all the way from London, England. And these cookies, they say right on the box, they're all butter.
They're all
so
butter.
I'm
so there's
gonna,
one left.
One.
Look at all the grease that's left in there.
It's just like, I cannot believe what lather these cookies have worked up.
Yeah.
So
this is actually from the Whole Foods that was close to...
I'm assuming
to...
you don't want this.
Nice, Jones. No, because they had... Well, they had lots of treats there, but I went to... I went to this place in London called... Okay, get this. It's called Burger and Lobster.
That sounds
and
good.
And all they have there are three items on the menu. So you
I
don't get a menu when you sit down. You know two of them, yeah?
Lobster,
one of them is burger.
Macaroni and cheese.
One of them is
it's the third one.
It's a full I think it's... Is it a full
macaroni
lobster?
Macaroni and cheese.
No, it's not macaroni and cheese. It's lobster. You can get the lobster steamed or grilled. Mm-hmm. And then the third item is a lobster roll on a brioche bun that they make in-house fresh. It's super buttery. It is so fattening. Everything there is so fattening, except for the steamed lobster, I guess. But they serve it with, like, this big thing of melted butter. And each item on the menu is 20 pounds. So it's pretty... That's, like, 20 pounds and $20.
$20 American dollars.
No. I think pounds are worth more than American dollars.
Yeah, they are. They're like $2 American.
That's amazing.
Which means they're like $9 Canadian.
I know.
Right.
So anyway, it was delicious.
So they had two kinds of lobster and a hamburger, and that's the whole menu.
That's the whole menu.
Wow.
And it's really popular in London. They had to open a second location because there's usually a lineup around the block to get in. Because, I don't know. It's like a thing that people like there now.
Did you go eat there with any of the Game of Thrones people?
I didn't. I met up with a friend that is living there now. She teaches in London.
You don't have to lie about your Tinder date.
I didn't have a Tinder date.
I'm only kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm only kidding.
Is that what you're doing? Are you on the Tinders?
I mean, whatever. You know, I need love.
Vic is in Disneyland.
Well, I don't
Disney World.
Disneyland is the West Coast
Disneyland.
One.
Okay.
Disney World is the one in Florida. So I'm glad you're back.
People want to know how Scott is doing.
Well, I'm going to talk about me in a little bit, minute, but I want to talk about video games. It's been a long time. I know that the Game of Thrones game is out now on every platform
imaginable.
Episode
2 is out now, yeah.
Yeah. Have you played this game?
I started playing it before I left, and because I was playing on the PC here. I should have downloaded it on my iPad, though, and played on the way there.
I told you to do that. And did you listen? No.
No, I didn't.
I know, as usual.
But I will be playing it. You and I are going to be reviewing episode 2.
Are we?
Oh my God, yeah.
Well, I really have to start paying attention during our production meetings.
You do.
Listen, I wanted to say something about video games.
Okay.
I'm a little excited, and I know this is kind of like the Vic portion of the show. I got a little wood for Batman today.
You got wood for Batman?
Well, I didn't really get wood, you know. I got kind of like virtual wood for the work that Rocksteady is doing.
Would you call that like a morning wood? Like, is when guys get wood, is morning wood not as large? No. I don't know how
morning
it works.
Wood is very important.
Okay.
Did you never take health class in school?
Girls don't actually know that. Like, I don't need
it's
to.
It's the biggest wood of the day, I'd say.
Oh, it's the biggest wood
no,
of the day.
It's the piece of wood that is one piece of wood that.
Hold on a second. Isn't the biggest wood that you get before you actually get into the sexy times that you have?
There's big wood there, but in the morning one. Listen, I don't want to get into this. This is not the kind of show. I'm trying to talk about video games.
I just wanted to gauge how much wood you had for Batman. That's all.
Why do you have to perv all these things up? Listen, back to the video games, which are wholesome and family-friendly.
Okay.
Batman, I'm excited for Arkham Knight. I know this game was supposed to come out early this year. Or maybe was last year was it supposed to come out?
Did they delay it?
Anyway,
yeah.
It's been delayed for either 6 months or a year. That normally means that the game is going to be even better than we had anticipated. I looked at some videos online this morning, and I got really excited.
Because you're going to be able to drive around in the Batmobile, is that right?
I don't care about that, but I do care about the work that Rocksteady does. I was a big fan of a game called Urban Chaos, which came out years ago for the Xbox, the original one, not even the 360, the one before the 360. It also came out on the PC, and it also came out, I think, on the PS2. I loved Urban Chaos. I love Rocksteady. I'm not a huge Batman fan, but if I had to pick a superhero to get behind, and yes, this is the way I stay employed here, I'm a Batman fan, and I can't wait. I can't wait for this game.
I think we're all Batman fans to an extent, for sure. I just feel like that's Vic's thing. I want Vic to have it, and let him get excited about it.
Like, when I'm watching the trailers for these games, for all the Batman games, even the Warner Brothers one from last year, Arkham Origins, I felt like, I hope this is good for Vic. But I also kind of hope selfishly that it's good for me. You know, because I think there's something kind of, what's special about the Batman games is they're somehow cerebral and very, you know, a little egg-headed, but also visceral.
For sure. Well, there's a lot involved in playing
those
games.
Those are the words of the day, cerebral and visceral. Look them up.
All of that.
Yes.
They're just really difficult to play. They're very hard games to play. Honestly, like if you've never played a video game before and you jump into a game like that, there's a lot to manage, a lot of different gadgets.
I have no problem.
That you need. Of course you don't. You're an amazing gamer. I know.
But there's a lot of
gadgets to manage. It was so funny because Vic wanted me to play one of the Batman games recently.
Really?
Yeah. So I was playing in here in the basement, and he was watching me play. He was like, "Give me, okay, just do that." Like, he wanted to show. Like, no. So you use this tool for this and this tool for that. Like, he was showing off his skills with his belt maneuvering.
Sounds kind of creepy.
In the game, and I mean, it was really helpful. But he gets so excited.
Well, it's a special game. And also, you know, not only did he have to put up with all those years of terrible Batman games.
Yes.
There were a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had to put up with years and years of bad Batman movies.
Sure.
And then Christopher Nolan came along and delivered two amazing Batman films. And then the third one kind of went to pieces.
Yeah.
And I think he's wary of Ben Affleck. Anyway, I don't want to go into bat reports from Victor Lucas.
No, I don't know. I was having a discussion about this actually over the weekend.
Oh,
about,
with one of your
not over the weekend, over this week.
Oh yeah, so your London
friends.
When
I was in London actually, discussing...
Yeah, discussing Batman.
I was discussing Batman and what Ben Affleck...
While shopping for jackets.
Do. I don't think... No, I went alone to shop for a jacket. Anyway, how Ben Affleck probably... He'll probably do a good job.
I don't agree.
No, because he's not going to just jump into it. Like, he's not just going to do this for the money he doesn't need to anymore.
I don't believe him in anything. I don't believe him. I don't buy him.
You didn't like him
actor.
In Argo?
No, even when I watch Good Will Hunting. The hell with Argo.
You didn't like Argo.
I'm not going to fight with you about this.
No, we can.
I didn't like
fight.
It. Okay, let's just leave it at that.
But you didn't like The Town?
No.
So you just don't like Ben Affleck?
I don't like him.
Oh.
I feel him working when he's working, as opposed to Matt Damon. I don't feel him working. I don't want to see the sweat. I don't want to see the effort. I don't want to know that it's hard work.
Okay.
I just want you to sort of vanish into that character.
Right.
And I'm afraid that as Batman, even underneath the cowl, and I'm sorry, Vic, I think this is true, we're going to see him sweating. And that makes me a little nervous, and it makes me worried for you, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
But listen,
a lot of people are agreeing with you about Affleck, actually.
Yeah, yes.
We're getting a lot of Affleck blows.
Anyway, I'm also...
Paul Rudd sucks too. No, he does not.
Paul Rudd looks like he's a very friendly man.
Paul Rudd, I mean, if I could be friends with anybody, it would be Paul Rudd.
You want to kiss him?
No, I don't want to kiss him. I just want to be buddies with
him. You can speak your mind here.
I don't look at him and think I want to kiss that man.
I look at him and I think that. I don't even like men.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
well,
I've
that's
also...
interesting.
I kind of... This is a weird thing to admit here in public, but I admit a lot of weird things in public.
So do I.
You do, and that's one of the things I like about you. But this week, I kind of got into my Wii U a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's so strange, and I hadn't turned it on in a while. It sounds like a marriage that's not really working anymore, you know what I mean? And so I turned it on,
yeah.
And I heard that you could buy a game made by Next Level. Right here in Vancouver, that game was made. Mm-hmm. Punch-Out.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it was on sale for $9.99. Now, again, we talked about economics earlier. We talked about the Canadian dollar versus the American dollar versus the pound versus the euro. And it was a little more than $9.99 here in Canada. But I already own a copy of this game, and you got mad at me because I used one of your codes.
I didn't get mad at you. I didn't get mad at you, but it was my code. But whatever.
It was your code, and I used it to buy Punch-Out. And I've been on a huge Punch-Out tear lately. And
yeah.
For some reason, this is a game that occupies a very large space in my heart. I went back and I'm playing a game that you can also buy in the eShop. It's called Super Punch-Out. Came out for the Super Nintendo. And I love this game, not only for what it can do now and what it did then, but I love it because of the way it brought me and my brother together. Because...
Aww.
We never really had a lot of, you know, co-gaming time, couch
sure.
gaming, or whatever you kids call it. But we would sit down, and this is the perfect game for this. We would sit down and just trade the controller back and forth, and that's the way we work through every boxer in the game.
I love that.
And so I still have the cartridge that we had when we weren't really kids. I was probably in my 20s.
Oh.
And
now
so,
I'm not as excited about the story. I'm imagining you and your brother.
No,
like
we weren't kids.
Okay.
No, we were men who were on the cusp of becoming nothing or becoming something or becoming the host of video game shows. And so I still have all of the records that his name is on there. And we always, you know, you could only put in like seven spaces that you could put your name into. But putting your name in was always a novelty, especially back then. And it would save it to the memory chip on the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the one we always used, we'd try to give him boxer names. So the one we'd always use was Kid Ass. So it would just be Kid, three letters, space, ass, three more letters.
That's nice.
So if you go through, and there's all these records set by a mysterious Kid Ass who just tore through the ranks. I can't believe... How challenging that! Have you ever played the Punch-Out games?
No, I've never actually gotten into Punch-Out at all. But I don't like when you talk about the couch co-op thing, and you talk about Nintendo. Like you're talking about Nintendo, and I have always had those memories of sitting down and hanging out with my brother and playing video games. That's the only time we ever hung out.
That's a special moment.
That is, but we didn't. It was never a couch thing. I always remember sitting on the floor, sitting on the carpet. Like right beside the system. The system had to be right there beside us.
Mm-hmm.
And all the games just laid out. And we would just sit and look up at the TV and hold our controllers. But this is when the N64 came out, and I was still young then.
Oh, I was living in New York when the Nintendo 64 came out, and I'd already given up video games at that point.
Oh.
I can't believe sometimes how much younger you are than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. and I had gotten over my Super Nintendo fascination, and then I wouldn't buy the Nintendo 64 because I wanted to be a serious writer. You know, it was this silly thing. So I just didn't get one, and then eventually I did get one.
No, but that's actually what happened with me, and it was Nintendo 2. That's what happened to me when I moved to Toronto, and I thought I was going to give up video games too. Like, that was it. I'm going to get serious now with my life.
I think everybody has the moment like that. Yeah, it's a common
thing. You get serious
thing.
Now with your life, and then but the console that I got into was the GameCube. Because I didn't get that right away when it came out. So, okay, we had the same kind of story, but with different generations of consoles.
It's an entire generation of separation, for sure. But I mean, that's something I wish we could do an EP story about that.
Yeah.
About the moment. And we could talk to a lot of people who make video games, who are in the video game industry. Would you guys watch that, where we asked people to talk about the one time? And everyone has a one time, and I think you guys, as you're watching the show today, are thinking about the one time when you decided, you know what, it's time for you. You look in the mirror and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's time for me to get serious. I need to make some serious choices. I gotta find a girlfriend. I gotta find a boyfriend. I gotta make this relationship work. I'm getting in, I'm rolling up my sleeves, and I'm going to do some work here, and I'm going to really try in my career.
Yeah.
And then about 6 months later, you buy another video game system again. I want those stories. I want to hear everyone's stories. Yeah, let's do that. We'll pitch Vic, and we'll let him reject that.
No. Another production meeting while Vic is here. That would be great. No, I think those stories are really important. They help shape, I think, who we are and who we thought we should be, right?
Because I always thought video games were kind of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure that they were making me a better person. I just thought that they were an incredibly seductive distraction.
Yes.
That I had to resist somehow. And they were really no different for me. I was never a drug guy, but I loved beer. And I thought they were kind of like beer. You know, it was something I shouldn't do. I should probably be spending my time in other more productive ways. But I kind of have some fun when I play a video game. So
you're never a drug guy.
I don't like drugs. I don't do drugs, kids.
But you like the beer. I mean,
I do.
We don't need to discuss the benefits of drugs over
I'm
alcohol.
Sober.
But
I'm sober now, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah, mostly.
I have a beer at Christmas, a holiday beer.
You don't sip on the Baileys at Christmas?
I don't. Too sugary.
Yeah, I know, but it's a Christmas thing. How was some eggnog and rum? Okay, all right. Anyway, you went to see a movie this week that I know you found very compelling.
I went to the movies. You know, it's funny. I work in a job where I get to sit in a little office or in a basement with Victor Lucas all the time.
Yeah.
And he sends me texts. He sent me a text earlier this week. Let's go see Jupiter Ascending tomorrow. And I said, number one, what is Jupiter Ascending? And number two, do we have to go? And he said, number one, answer, it's a space movie. Two, we have to go. So I said, okay, fine. You know, Vic's birthday was this week. He just turned 65, I think, so he can retire now. But I said, you know, don't squabble with Vic. Just go to the movie. So I went to see Jupiter Ascending. Now, the Wachowskis, is that how you say the name?
Wachowskis?
Yeah, the sibling directorial team, who are most famous, of course, for The Matrix. They directed a movie last year or 2 years ago called Cloud Atlas. Now, I didn't see Cloud Atlas. I kind of feel that I should have, but I didn't ever really hear very good things about it. And I was not looking forward to this.
You don't look forward to many things, though. What? It's true. You don't.
Okay,
especially going to sit in a theater. Like, it takes a lot for you to go to a theater
does,
and sit down.
It does, for sure.
Because you're committing to...
And I expect a lot when I sit down. And I want a lot from the movie. And, you know, I didn't like Matrix 2 or 3. I hated those movies. But I liked Unbound, which was a movie they did before they made The Matrix. I think that was them. Now, my mind's not as sharp as it used to be.
But what do you think of Channing Tatum?
Well, that's one of the things that was kind of a turnoff when it came to Jupiter ascending, Channing Tatum, who I have no dislike for, I'm more mystified than anything else that he's a movie star sometimes. I never feel this kind of, you know, staggering, like, oh my God, that guy's so good looking. I'm not into guys.
I don't have that either.
He just looks kind of like a normal guy. You are into guys. But he has like a thick neck and he has eyeliner on in this movie.
Oh, right.
And he also, I didn't know this, but I wish I'd known this before I went to see this movie. He was on some sort of space rollerblades. And so he would just rollerblade all over the place, and then he would stop this laser, and then they would fly to some city, and Eddie Redmayne was the king, and Eddie Redmayne had this really...
Right, he's in this.
Yeah, the guy from The Theory of Everything.
I just watched it on the plane. We can get to that in a second.
Anyway, we're not going to stay on this movie for any longer.
Why?
Don't see Jupiter ascending. Oh, I did want to say this one thing. We did do a review of it, but it hasn't aired yet, and we didn't... I forgot to put this in the review, so I want to put it in here.
What?
So many things bothered me about this movie, but Mila Kunis, who is a TV star and movie star now, she plays a woman, it's kind of like Cinderella, she plays a woman who cleans houses with her mother.
I don't buy that, but
okay?
Yeah.
And so they show her, there's a couple scenes in the movie where she's cleaning toilets.
You know, that's what Iggy Azalea used to do before she became a rap superstar.
Anyway, my point is, when you're cleaning a toilet in a movie, it's not like you clean a toilet in real life. She is down on her knees right in front of this toilet. Like, she is half a foot away from the toilet, and she's in there scrubbing. And I just thought, who cleans a toilet down on their knees right in front of the bowl like this? If you clean the toilet in,
it's so true.
In regular life,
I don't want to get close to that shit.
You have this much length between you and the toilet. You don't want to get your body anywhere near where the stuff goes in. And so,
right, especially when it's a stranger's toilet.
I don't understand. Like, you don't She's really working. Yeah, it's a strange, supposedly a strange story. And
maybe
someone.
Maybe that's how they clean toilets, though, for real. Maybe we're doing it wrong.
I just have never cleaned a toilet that way in my life. I've never seen anyone clean a toilet that way in my life. And maybe she was on the set and she just thought, you know, this is the way I clean toilets. I'm just going to get right in there. And I'm sure that toilet is clean. But why get so close to it? Just get as far away from it as possible. Anyway, thank you for that digression.
905 Justin says she's on her knees close to the toilet in case she pukes. I guess.
That's not really helpful, 905 Justin.
No, it's not. You only want helpful comments.
So we talked a little bit about video games. You went to London. You got injection of the Game of Thrones. Season 4 is coming out on Blu-ray soon.
Yes.
And I'm
excited
about that.
That's what I was there talking about.
You were there talking about the extra footage and stuff?
Yeah, like what everybody gets, but also what the characters are going through. But also a little bit, I mean, I had them talk a little bit about the future, even though they weren't really supposed to, but I did it anyway when I was in the interview because, you know, nobody could stop me at that point. I was already in there with them.
I like that. I like that attitude.
Yeah, I just kind of sidled my way in there.
Yep.
Or sidled the question in there anyway. Mm-hmm. But I didn't finish telling you the rest of my London story.
Oh, did I cut you off? I'm sorry. I had to tell important things about
cleaning
and movies.
I did a little partying in London. I don't normally party.
Oh, you went to some of the clubs.
But I partied in London. I had a little bit of absinthe.
Ooh.
And I read this quote, because on these absinthe shots, they had a bunch of different kinds. The first shot of absinthe, you see what you want to see. The second, you see what you don't want to see.
Fascinating.
And the third is you see what's really there. So you have to actually take 3 shots to get back to reality, but your mind will already be gone.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that. I just had a little bit of it mixed into a cocktail. So I had a very mild dose.
Just a little touch of absinthe.
Yeah. But I had some other drinks and we went to a club.
Did you go to one of those techno clubs?
They didn't play techno, but they played a lot of hip hop, which I do love. And I shouldn't say.
What did you do?
Well, I requested.
Were you there with famous people?
I requested Tupac, and he played an amazing Tupac song. But I also requested something for another person that was there, another host on a television show.
Oh.
He wanted Drake, so I went to go request Drake as well. Wow. And it was Toronto representing, even if you don't like Drake.
You were keeping good company, but there, it all was AAA.
But it was a Tuesday night in London. This place was packed. But it was like £20 to get in. That's a lot of dough. A lot of cashish to get in somewhere.
Yep.
So
the next morning, and then
I went to casino after.
Casino.
Yeah, and I played £5 blackjack.
Sounds like a good amount of blackjack.
Yeah, and Steve Tilley was there.
Oh, hey, Steve.
Yeah, Steve Tilley was
and
there.
And the next morning, you woke up and you thought you were cleaning a toilet.
Yeah.
You were just raiding.
That's exactly
there.
How I felt the next morning.
Here
yeah.
I am, like making my felt witch's like brew. Who wants to clean this toilet? I'm glad you had fun though, and
but really,
it's
he
important
played the best
you.
Tupac song. I was so happy. Like that made my night.
I love that you're happy about that.
He played
that.
Sucker for Love. Who plays that?
Sucker
amazing.
For Love. No one plays
but
it.
But I guess it all ties into because Valentine's Day is coming tomorrow, and it's a really good song.
Yeah, and all the suckers for love will be out. In full force. Tomorrow's the day.
Oh, right. Are you guys going
I've
to
I've already
do
got my cats their Valentines.
Oh, did you get Bee something special?
Yeah, I got them just little cards. They can't read, though.
Oh,
so
that's
so instead
sweet.
Of writing words out on it, I just make scribbles. And the cats are like, oh, this is nice. We can't read it.
That's so sweet and kind of sad. That you're just getting Valentines for your cats. But I've never really been a fan of Valentine's Day, to be honest.
Honestly, any person, whether it be a man or a woman, and I apologize to people watching right now.
Yeah.
If you're a man or a woman, you're into Valentine's Day. I feel like that's more sad than getting little cards with scribbles
it's
on it
true,
for your cats.
For your cats.
I
that's
feel
true.
It's a terrible
I
night.
I always kind of feel
so
a little bit
pressure.
Sad whenever I see a guy walking down the street with a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
Even if it's not on Valentine's Day, if it's just any day and I see a guy walking down the street with flowers, I feel like, oh no, he did something wrong and he's trying to make up for it with flowers. Or he's sucking up right now to get something that he wants. So I never really feel like the flower. Yeah. I don't know. That's just
no,
the way I feel
about
flowers.
That's the thing. You know, when it comes to relationships, not that I've been in one for a while, but I feel like there's a core dishonesty and theater to relationships, and Valentine's Day feels like the absolute core of that theatricalness and dishonesty that I just hate about relationships.
Yes.
You know, I don't
I
know.
Agree.
I'm surprised that you're okay having a man say these things, but you're pretty evolved.
Thanks, Jones. I appreciate that. Means a lot to me.
Yeah, I can tell.
Coming from you. Somebody's asking, are ye reviewing 50 Shades of Grey?
We're just going to send Marissa to that solo.
I'm not going to that.
Because it's an erotic film for ladies.
So I heard that the actors, though, on that movie hate each other. Like, I heard that they can't stand each other.
You know what? You know, they're happy that we're talking about this movie. I mean, it's going to make a bazillion dollars and, you know, whatever. Everyone's going to go and see it and have a good time. And I don't want to talk about that movie. That's enough of that.
I know, but somebody was asking a question. We are taking questions. Sorry we haven't gotten to that many of them. It's just difficult for me to have a conversation sincerely with you and also
That's why I'm ready to just kind of do my monologue here. But, you know, I'm glad you came today. I've been wanting to tell you something. Listen, I had a very difficult week. I was actually in the hospital.
Oh, no.
A couple times. Yes, I take a lot of weird medicine, and some of the medicine was
a little... You can show them your scar now. You can show the scar while you tell the story.
No, they don't need
you
to see it.
You do want to, though, Jones.
You
want
to see
like,
it.
Look, your pants are so tight today. You
no,
might
they're
have
not.
To show off the whole bod. Yeah, go ahead. He's wearing very tight pants.
I still look good for a late 20s.
I'm not saying you don't
man.
Look good. I'm just saying I know you want to show off your top and your pants are
no,
very tight.
That's okay. Okay, listen, I wasn't well this week while you were away, so I went to the hospital because I wasn't feeling well, and then I realized my medicine wasn't quite right, so I'm getting the train back on the tracks, but you know, it's kind of at these moments, and it's weird that we're talking about this the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I have no love in my life, but you kind of realize that
you do.
I mean, I have people who love me and cats
and you have
who
people
love
that
me.
Love you, yeah.
But I don't have like, I have a
you
void.
You don't have anyone to touch your penis, is what you're gonna. What you
I don't.
That's really all. It's really
that's
all
so,
you need though, because
so
you'd
gross.
Rather be. You'd, like in all seriousness, you'd rather just live alone and live the life that you're living, and then sometimes somebody can come touch your penis and you'd be fine. Let's get serious for a second.
Are you a psychic?
Because that's what I mean. I feel like
really
that's what
you
want.
You know this.
Anybody out there that just wants to come and touch Jones?
Yeah, that's not cool. Come on.
I'm sorry.
This is a family show.
I'm sorry. It's not a family show.
I go to the places that make everyone uncomfortable, not you.
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Continue.
I don't think I've ever been more embarrassed. Anyway, I went back to the hospital this week. I feel better now, and I'm getting everything back on the right track. But I kind of feel... one, how vulnerable I still am. But we all are. Like, you are. We all are.
I didn't have major heart surgery.
But shit could go down for anybody.
That's true.
Right now, anybody. Yeah. Like, 5 minutes from now, 5 hours from, like, you don't know. And so there's that vulnerability.
So Y-O-L-O.
Yes. Y-O-L-O. YOLO. So, I don't know. I was sick this week. I played only Punch Out, and I also...
You went to Jupiter Ascending.
I went to Jupiter Ascending with Vic.
That was fun for you.
I made Valentine's for my cats, and I ran the vacuum.
Oh, you ran the vacuum.
I always run. I vacuum every other day or every day.
See, do you see? That's great. Ladies. This man vacuums.
This is not a personal ad. Okay. We're not trying to sell me.
It's kind of fun, though. It's fun. So you're not going out tomorrow because it's Valentine's Day. Don't look at your watch. Do not look at your watch. You know how annoying that is for me? I cannot stand when you
do
that.
I wanted to see how we were doing for time. I don't have a phone in front of me.
I can tell you, though, because I have a phone in front of me. I'm looking at the chat. Don't do that.
Listen.
That really irritates me. I think it's incredibly rude.
This is the Italian side.
Oh, my God.
And it comes out, and it bites you. And so you just kind of got to stand back. Let it run its course.
Oh, yeah. What did you call it? I take you on torture journeys.
Yeah, a torture journey. Yeah. Like, if we go anywhere, if we get in the car, there's usually some yelling and shouting, and then eventually it passes. It's mysterious.
Yeah. No, it's true. Just don't wind me up.
Yeah.
Don't wind me up, and I won't get going.
Okay.
Don't look at your watch. I will let you know.
I just wanted to see how we were doing. I know we have...
Somebody wants to talk 3DS. Yes, I do have a 3DS XL... And you haven't been playing your 3DS XL. You don't care. You're playing your Wii. You're playing your Wii U.
I complain a lot on the show about everything, frankly. But I complain a lot about retro games when we look in the rearview mirror all the time. And yet, and I know we've been doing this because Vic is asking us to play more rearview mirror classics or maybe not so classics for the show.
Yeah.
And... But playing the Super Punch-Out this week, I don't know, just kind of what I needed. It was such a weird week. And
it was, yeah.
It really centered me somehow, you know, just to get... I'm pretty good at most video games, and... What? I'm good.
No, I know. I just was thinking, but when I was telling you that I was playing Majora's Mask and that I was chasing a monkey for an hour, how you lost it. Like, you absolutely lost it. And in the middle of your cackles, you're terrible at video games.
Well, it made me feel bad for you, but also makes me crack up because I know this is a frustrating game.
Yeah.
And it's a game that Nintendo made that really should say on the box, this will frustrate anyone who is not obsessed with Zelda and Link and this whole fucking world. I'm sorry, can I say that?
Yes.
I shouldn't say that. And then, the idea of you chasing a monkey for an hour in this virtual world that I know you could give two shits about was just making me laugh so hard.
It is just, it's very frustrating.
And Vic loves it. He loves that game. He thinks we're both dead wrong. And I know there are a lot of people out there who love Majora's Mask. And
right.
I don't. I've tried to... I mean, I've literally probably spent 20 hours of my life trying to love that game. And I just wish I could get that 20 hours back.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's
You'll
not
never
your
get
fault.
Them back.
Yeah.
We're blaming Victor Lucas for this one, though.
Vic really... He mystifies me.
He's not here to defend the game, but you and I just both did not enjoy it. You didn't enjoy it back then, and I am not enjoying it now.
Three times in my life, I've made a run at Majora's Mask, and I love Zelda, and I finished probably about half of the Zeldas ever created, and I just can't stand Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
And we're losing all kinds of viewers. I'm sure people are upset to hear us saying that, but
I think it's one of those polarizing games. It's like, even if you love Zelda, you love the Zelda franchise, I don't think you necessarily have to love Majora's Mask. I feel like it's a different, darker Zelda, that especially if you're like me and you enjoy the cuter Zelda games, you know, with cute What?
I don't know.
Oh my God, he's so adorable. How do you not love that Link? He's so adorable. What? Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks. Oh man, those games are so much fun. They're so much fun for me. The only Zelda games that I've ever finished.
But it's still early in 2015.
Yeah.
And we are, I hope we're coming into a busier video game release season soon.
Yeah. Well, you guys can. When's the embargo on Evolve?
Oh, we did Evolve. It came out on Tuesday, I think. I think it came out already.
Just because there was a heavy embargo, so I don't want you to break it.
Let's just leave it alone because I don't know what it is either. I'm sure the reviews are out. I saw a review earlier today.
Okay, so maybe it's fine. But you reviewed it with
them. Yeah, but I'm not the guy to talk about that game.
Why? Oh, no, you're going to not say.
Well, I'm not a multiplayer guy, and I don't like these dedicated multiplayer experiences, and I feel it's kind of cheated when there's no more significant single player campaign and no story.
Yeah.
And they're just all these generic characters that are supposedly working together to kill this monster. And I feel like there's three quarters of a great game there. And then the quarter that matters the most to me isn't part of the package. So I really,
you don't like the monster quarter?
Titanfall was like that too. I just don't care enough. I need to care about these worlds. I need to care about these monsters. I need to care about these characters. Otherwise, why am I bothering?
You know?
Have you been playing Evolve?
I have, but not as much as you.
Okay.
I'm just getting to know the mechanics of the game.
I haven't played very much either.
No, but you played more. Like, I'm just getting to know the mechanics of the game. There's a really great tutorial at the top, but it takes a long time to get through if you want to get through it. I know you're amazing at video games.
Chasing the monkey.
Okay.
I'm just teasing you.
I know. We'll take some questions.
Yeah, what do
you
got?
If you guys want to send
me
some questions.
Five questions.
No. We'll take five. Yeah, we'll take five questions if you want. But I'm going to... Oh, okay, great. So when I got back from London, I still didn't finish my London story.
Oh, there's more.
On the way back on the plane, I was sitting next to...
Kevin Bacon. Wow.
No, these two ladies, which is great. I love when I sit down on the plane and I'm not sitting beside, some...
Victor?
Some asshole.
Victor?
And I wasn't. But the girl in the middle
Victor,
was...
Victor, you mean?
She was a little bit... I mean, she was all over the place because she was in the middle. She kind of wasn't comfortable. And it was a 9-hour flight, over 9 hours. So, she was moving around a lot, which is fine, I guess. But she always wanted to use the bathroom, which is why I sit on the end all the time, so I can use the washroom whenever. But I feel like if you're one of those people that needs to use the bathroom all the time, you should request an aisle seat. Like, that should be the first thing you do, and you should check in early to make sure that you have that aisle seat. You feel me? But the flight was full, so she got stuck with the middle, and her bags were everywhere. She needed to use some of my seat to put her bags down, and the other girl's seat beside her. Like, she wasn't... And then this man that was sitting in front of me, he was guarding the overhead compartment, so I didn't put his stuff on top of his hat. He wanted to make sure his hat didn't get crushed. So whenever anybody put anything up there... Don't! Stop it!
I'm listening to you, and I'm
You're doing your patronizing phase.
No, I'm... Okay, just get through the
story. Anyway, whatever. I watched two movies. I watched Whiplash, which is fantastic, and made me want to know how to play the drums or learn how to play the drums. And I watched The Theory of Everything, which made me realize that I didn't really know the story of
Stephen Hawking.
Well, I guess I didn't care to know so much about his personal life. And I learned a little more about it. Did not realize that he was not... Oh, I don't want to spoil anything. Never mind. I would spoil it if I said the ending there.
Let me ask you a personal question. How many times did you fart on the flight?
Oh, God, so many times.
No, but was there a number? Did you keep track?
I didn't keep track because there were a lot of toots. I do a lot of crop dusting on flights because I'm never really... Because they're never stinky on the flight. I always just get kind of like... I get traveler bloats. Like, I get... I just bloat up when I travel.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just get really bloaty and tooty.
Have you had a physical lately?
No, actually, I haven't.
You should get one.
I should get one.
I'm glad you enjoyed
all
those things.
I don't have a family doctor here in Vancouver.
Find a couple of questions for us.
Okay,
and then we'll answer them, and then we'll go home. But
no, wait. I also watched The Affair because you were telling me that you're watching it, and I thought you told me that you were watching because you liked it, but you don't even like the show.
No, I don't. When did I talk about The Affair? Was it
last
on the
week,
show?
I think you were talking about it on Nick's Basement.
I don't remember that being an endorsement for The Affair. I've tried it, but I find it really exhausting. And we talked about this earlier. Everything happens from two points of view, but I don't quite feel... that I, you know, either of those characters is that far off, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. What are you doing now that the Friends run is behind you?
I'm watching, I don't see any questions here. I just see a lot of comments.
Okay.
So I'm just going to...
Are they mostly about how terrific you look today?
No. I'm just looking for questions, sorry. And Steve, I'm sorry. Steve sent me a message, but Steve and Tilly, if you want to ask a question, you have to ask it in the chat, or I'm not going to answer. Oh, did you guys watch Better Call Saul?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't watch it yet. You know what? On UK Netflix, you can watch Better Call Saul the following Monday. And I did not get to do that because I left. But why does UK Netflix have all this awesome stuff?
They have their own deals.
I know, but they had all these awesome other shows. Like, there's a show called Gavin and Stacey, I think is really cute. And Peep Show is on there. It's a... No, it's, that sounds really dirty, but it's not. It's just an interesting show about weird dudes that are roommates.
So it's Valentine's Day weekend?
It's Valentine's Day weekend,
and
yep.
We're going to go and play our games and watch our movies and watch Better Call Saul because we would like to have an educated opinion to share with you the next time we do this show.
Yeah. Oh, somebody says Canada Netflix sucks. Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, we have some good shows.
Okay. I think we should wrap it up.
Because you don't want me to look at the chat.
Well, anymore. I don't know. There's nothing is coming through. There's comments and that's it. Well, these people got to get on.
Okay, people are saying Better Call Saul is amazing. I'm supposed to ask you if you finished Donkey Kong on Game Boy.
Yeah, Jesus, that was like a million years ago.
Okay, people want to know.
I'm not saying it's a... Why? We have this communication problem.
Because I have to look at the chat and I have to talk to you. It's a lot to do. It's a lot of multitasking. I'm not the greatest at it.
But I know that you like to look at your phone too, so I feel like it's deceptive.
Look. I've been looking at the chat the whole time. Right. Also, people are commenting on they want us to talk about coffee, but we don't talk about coffee on this show. We
That's
talk about coffee
show.
On a different show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we talk about video games, television, pooping, farting.
That's a different show. No, that's
no,
the show.
No, this is
that's
the show. The show. Yeah. That we talk about that on the show.
And I'll
and whatever we do on the weekends, we usually discuss. What are you going to do on Valentine's Day? What do you like to do besides cuddle with your cats?
I don't know. I just wish it wasn't tomorrow. Because you wake up. We're in a nice city, and it's supposed to be nice this weekend.
Oh, it's not supposed to rain.
Yeah, it's been raining for 40 days and 40 nights now, but this weekend it's supposed to be nice, and I'm sure I'll just see some, I don't know, I don't want to see any people walking around in love. I'm sorry I'm so negative. I don't know why I'm like this.
No, I honestly don't like it either. You would think that I would like to see other people in love on the street. I could honestly give a shit.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that's sweet. No, I love fictional characters, and fictional characters are in love.
You know, I found a guy who I think you might like. Like, if you could have a virtual relationship with a video game character.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That guy who was in infamous Second Son.
Delson?
Yep. What do you think?
No, I don't like the character at all.
Oh, okay. I thought you would like him.
No, I don't like him at all. I really like Bigby from The Wolf Among Us.
Okay, so that's your character.
I absolutely love
though.
Nathan Drake. Like, he's my kind of man, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And who else do I love right now?
That sounds like it's a lot of
them. I really do. I love these virtual... I don't know why. I just become, you know, mildly obsessed with these animated characters that maybe if they're real, we could get married. It's fine.
I like Batman.
And you like Batman?
Vic, I'd like a raise and a promotion.
Don't go see...
Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, Jupiter Ascending. That's right. You did not like
Vic it. Vic kind of liked it.
Oh, Vic kind of liked it.
Yeah.
It honestly, though, it looked really stupid. And also, they pushed this movie to come out in February. And February, when movies come out in February, that usually means they're not going to be very good, especially when they're pushed to February.
I'm so glad you're here to translate.
It's true.
The industry moves into language that we can understand.
If you move it to this time of year, that means that the studio knows it's not going to be very good, so they have to try to get the crowd coming in during a time where there's not that many movies coming out.
So Whiplash this weekend, I'm going to play
Punch-Out. If you could find a way to watch Whiplash, definitely watch it.
And I'm going to watch more of The Newsroom. I'm still at the end of season one. What? What's wrong?
Nothing. I just didn't like the way your arms were flailing. But I'm going to eat. Oh, yeah, I didn't finish my London story. So I came.
Make it quick.
So I came back home, and I was so hungry that I I went to the grocery store that was close by, and my favorite ice cream was on sale. Like, it's normally $8, and it was on sale for $5. That's huge.
Did you miss your lunch today?
No. So I got 2 pints of ice cream, and I ate almost all of it last night. And I got a new kind of chip that I would normally never get. It was this weird... Can you pay attention to me?
I'm waving goodbye to everybody. What? Okay, you got all this food.
And it was really good, and I really enjoyed my snacking time. So I'm saying this weekend, I'm going to continue snacking. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat a lot of chocolate. That sounds really sad. When you say it out loud like that.
Yeah, and you're making it sounds fun kind of depressing. Me for my cat notes with scribbles on them. Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. It's fine.
Anyway, Vic will be back next week.
Oh, yeah, and The Witcher. The Witcher I am also attracted to.
I think that's a woman.
No, it's not. But you would be attracted to the women that are in the game.
I don't know.
There's a scene in the beginning where one of them doesn't have any clothes.
Let's turn this into a personal therapy session. I had a good time. Let's do our weekend things.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
meet again definitely next week. Wait. There's also a fan of the show. You know Kyle?
Yeah.
So Mr. Precision, he's actually quite ill. And there's a donations page that you can go to. I will put the link up actually on my Twitter. He's a great fan of the show, and he's actually quite ill. So I will do. Oh yes, he's putting it up right now. Thank you, Stephen. It's at GoFundMe.com, and then there's a link there. So if you could just hit that, that would be amazing.
So donate to Kyle Chouinard, aka Mr. Precision.
He always sends the best questions, and we love him so much. And he hasn't been able to take part in chat.
Yeah, we hope you get well again very soon. And I had a good time. I hope you have a good time tonight and tomorrow. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, have an amazing weekend.
And we'll see you soon. Thanks for watching.
Bye. Oh, we didn't say Stitcher.
Stitcher.